The federal government announced November 25 that it is investing $23.7 million in efforts by Manitoba Kiwatinawi Okemekaniq to deliver health services and develop public safety initiatives for the 23 northern Manitoba First Nations it represents, many of which are remote and do not have year-round road access. Indigenous Services Canada Minister Patty Haidu made the announcement in Winnipeg. $23 million will go to MKO and its health organization Kiwatinaq Innu Manoyawin, which is Cree for Northern People's Wellness, over 2 years to help them transform how health services are delivered to members of MKO First Nations. Manitoba Kiwatinawi Okemekaniq and Kiwatinaq Innu Manoyawin Inc. are leading the way on Indigenous designed and led services, said Haidu in a news release. Self-determination is the path to better care, healthier people and communities. The federal government and MKO signed a Memorandum of Understanding in 2018 that they would work together towards a First Nations-led healthcare transformation in MKO territory. 2 years later, MKO established KIM to help ensure that Northern Manitoba First Nations people have access to health-related services that reflect their needs and priorities. During the pandemic, Kiwatinaq Innu Manoyawin Inc. has demonstrated ability and progressive leadership in health transformation for First Nations people in northern Manitoba, said KIM CEO Dr. Barry Lavallee. Our partnerships with the First Nations communities are the foundation to health transformation. The federal government has provided solid support that will allow our team to continue to build towards a new and innovative healthcare system for First Nations. Moving forward, our relationships with the federal government, other regional parties play a significant role in changing the healthcare system. $715,000 will also go to MKO over 3 years through ISC's Pathways to Safe Indigenous Communities initiative. This money is intended to help it enhance the law-making capacity of its First Nations and to advance recognition of, respect for and enforcement of First Nation laws, bylaws and customary bylaws. It is the vision of the MKO First Nations that our MKO First Nation communities are the healthiest and safest places for our citizens to live, said MKO Grand Chief Garrison Sete. The recognition, respect, enforcement and adjudication of enforceable First Nation health and public safety standards and laws that reflect community priorities are a key part of the path toward the health, safety and well-being of the MKO First Nations. MKO is working in partnership with KIM and Canada to develop community safety and well-being plans centered within an Indigenous worldview and perspective and founded on Indigenous protocols, customary laws and objectives for public safety, health and wellness.